أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشيخ عارف الألومية وقت الشعفين محمد اقتصر ودعوهم تعتلس اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوبا.
جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوگے دنیا میں ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل کوئی قیمت نہیں ہے خاک ہے صرف ہم دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم درد دل سیکھنا ہو اگر دوستو درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المرسل فيها النبي المحترم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا أدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll first translate this very beautiful poem of our Sheikh Damat Barakatuh titled اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. We try and please our Allah as best as we can. And this poem was composed in reunion in 1993. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم. A person who hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. Being a human, he's not a human, he's even less than an animal. Which Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنْعَامْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. These people are like animals, in fact they are worse than animals also. And this is quite easy to understand. Allah who has given us everything without us paying a single cent or anything for it. And if a person doesn't love Allah Ta'ala, then what is the use of that person? A dog that gets a piece of bread from your door, remains loyal to your door, doesn't leave that door. And you that got everything, not only a piece of bread, everything from Allah, and you don't even think of Allah, you don't have the love of Allah, when Allah has made every way that you should have contact with Him. 5 times adhan, Allah made that adhan must be called out. You should be remembered of Allah Ta'ala. Then you come to the masjid, to the house of Allah. So you have this great, great opportunity that free of charge you are allowed to come to the house of Allah. Today any little museum, anything else, you have to pay to go in there. Yeah, free of charge you come. And then you have the opportunity of communicating directly with Allah Ta'ala. And still you don't think of Allah, you don't have the love of Allah, then this person, being a human, is not a human. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, on the streets of Baghdad, went out 11, 12 o'clock in the day with a lantern. People asked him, Junaid, what's wrong? The sun is shining so bright, you walking around with a lantern. He said, I'm looking for a human being. They said, all these, he said, these are animals in human garb. It comes in the hadith, people will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with whichever characteristic of animals is predominant in them. Like a dog, it can never be satisfied with other, fighting with dogs. They have enough food for themselves, but will they fight with the, those human beings who are like that? Allah has given them more than enough, but they are always fighting, greedy, want to take from others also. They will be raised like that. In all the, whatever the shapes of the animals, what characteristics they have, if those characteristics are us, we will be raised up in that shape on the day of Qiyamah. So that is also one aspect, how important it is we make our Islah. And we become human beings so we can be raised up as human beings on the day of Qiyamah. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri dastan. Hazrat says, oh my friends, listen, pay attention to what I have got to say. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. Otherwise the day will be soon when we won't be here to tell you. While we are here to tell you, listen to our nasihat, take it and put it in your heart and practice upon it. Khaakitan mein nahi hai agar dard dil, in this body of sand, in the heart, if there isn't the love of Allah Ta'ala, koi qeemat nahi khaak mein sirf koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Then this body has got no value, it is only sand. It becomes valuable by the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the main requirement. How much a person has recognized Allah, his creator, his maker, his nourisher, to whom we are going to return. How much he has recognized him, loves him. According to that is the value of this human body. Otherwise, as far as things are concerned, today we make tilawat. A CD will also make tilawat. By that there is no value of a CD. It is by love. A CD can't have the love of Allah Ta'ala. You can have, make a bayan, and today, in these times, you can make a video, can also make bayan for you. But there is no love in that video. The love that comes, this only can come with the personal touch. It won't come over the internet and by audio streaming also. With the personal touch only, this love gets transferred from one heart to another. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. In both the worlds, Hazrat says, a person has got no value. Ha, agar aap ki ho nigahe karam. Only if you show your kindness to us. Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that nobody will enter Jannat by his amal and actions also. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, O Nabi of Allah, not even you. He said, not even me. Illa an yataghammadani rabbi bi rahmatis. But if Allah ta'ala envelopes me and shrouds me in his mercy, only by the mercy of Allah ta'ala. The main requirement to become accepted by Allah is the love of Allah. Not ibadat, which you have to make our ibadat, not knowledge, not taqwa also. It is the love of Allah by which a person becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Sohbat ehle dil se mila dard dil. And where do you find this love of Allah? From those people who have the love of Allah. Those people who have got hearts, not a biological heart, but the heart which is the markaz and the center of love. Those people who have got such a heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And all these faculties which Allah has given us, like brains, Allah has given everyone. Now it's up to us how we are using our brains. We know, for example, some people, you had explained them to do some work, 100 times they won't understand. You stand on their heads and let them do it, still they do it wrong. But when they want to steal, for example, their brains work in such a way that your brains don't reach there ever. Then how their brains work. So Allah gave them, but they're using it like that. Some people, they have got brains and they build big, big businesses. Skyscrapers, flying in the air. sailing in the bottom of the ocean in submarines, everything what they bring. But when it comes to accept the Creator, they can't understand one Allah. They can't accept that also. They haven't got brains to understand. They got brains, they're using it in other things. And that same brains, the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen in Makkah, their brains just could not comprehend, we'll come back to life. Everything else they could understand. They couldn't understand, we'll come back to life. In our circles, we got brains, we use it for big businesses. We use it for holidays. We use it for building houses. We know our computers. We know our programs, everything. But when it comes to deen, then our brains don't work. Dunya mein teri aqal kya kar gayi? What and what hasn't your brains done in dunya? Deen mein wo kahan mar gayi? But when it comes to the matters of deen, then why doesn't it work? Why don't you see that how we can benefit? For example, one great sunnah also, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says we should make alive again. One very great sunnah is that after a person has finished his namaz, many people are desperately in need of duas. And they phone, they write, they contact people, please make dua, I've got this problem, somebody is ill, etc. Whose dua can be greater than the farishtas dua? Right. And there are so many ways to get the duas of the farishtas. For example, after namaz when we have completed and we sit in that place, then as long as you sit and you don't talk of worldly things, you don't break your wuzu. The farishtas are making dua for you. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Now it's up to us how long we want to take that duas. But usually we hardly finish our salam and we just jump up and we are gone. If we sit little while, read some wazifas, whatever, and at that time now the farishtas are making dua for you. And if you get the duas of the farishtas, and almost 99% of our problems are our gunas. So the farishtas are making dua, oh Allah forgive him. And farishtas duas are mustajab, 100%. So in such a way we can get the duas, and there are many other ways we get the duas of the farishtas also. So brains, use them in our deen. In our dunya, we will know, we will make sure, we look after the sense also. And we look after everything in our business. But when it comes to deen, then our brains don't work. One time, when Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was here, it was most probably Ladysmith, and Jamaat programs usually go a bit late. And right at the end was Hazraji's program. When Hazraji came, he said that all must be tired now. So they all smile, acknowledge, yes, we are tired. He said, yes, I know, 8 hours in your shop, standing on your feet, you don't get tired. And to sit in comfortably in the masjid, with the aircon on, with the heater on, soft carpet at the bottom, in 1-2 hours, you get very tired. But stand in your shop 8 hours, 10 hours, hey, look for goods, the customer wants this, make this phone call, make that phone call, look for it here, look for it there, that you don't get tired. But the minute it comes to deen, we get tired. Hey, so this is, Allah has given us all the capacity, it's just a matter of channeling it in the right way. In the right place, that way we're going to benefit forever. Sohbat ahle dil se mila darde dil. From the company of those who have got the love of Allah, we found the love of Allah Ta'ala. Warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Otherwise, where should we also have got this treasure, Hazrat says. Very fortunate is that person whom Allah loves. Allah joins him to some lover of Allah Ta'ala, and from that you also get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Dard-e-dil seekhna hai agar dosto. Oh my friends, if you want to learn this art of the love of Allah, how to gain the love, how to express this love of Allah Ta'ala, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Love what me, Hazrat says, and then we will teach you. Some, any of the mashayikh, stay with them and learn from them the love of Allah Ta'ala. You want to learn computers? Go to somebody who knows computers. You want to know, you want to become an engineer? Go to an engineering college. You want to become a doctor? Go to a medical school. What you want to become? Go there. If you want to learn this love of Allah, go to those people who have got this love of Allah. And it will get transferred on you and they will teach you this love of Allah. And also on condition that we learn. If you go to medical college, register everything, but you don't attend classes, you don't do your homework, you don't listen to the prayer, to the lesson, how are you going to learn? All the conditions, fulfill them, then you will learn. Sare ardha sama or shamsa qamar, all the earth and the skies, the sun and the moon, dekh kar, seeing all this, the great qudrat of Allah, paage apne khaliq ko hum. This is one way. There are so many ways to find Allah. This is one way that we find Allah. That a person thinks, who created the sun? Who created the moon? Who put it into its orbit? Who put it into its, that it is moving all that, and so perfectly with no accidents happening? Who is all this? None other but Allah Ta'ala. If a person studies any subject, geology, the composition of the earth, how it is made, all the different strata, where are diamonds found, where is coal found, and all those things, you see the existence of Allah Ta'ala everywhere. A person who studies astronomy and sees the movements of all the heavenly objects, you'll find Allah Ta'ala. A person who studies anatomy, the human body, how the heart is functioning, how the eyes are functioning, you will find Allah Ta'ala. A person who studies astronomy, whatever it is, you will find Allah Ta'ala. So all the heavens and the earth, you yourself, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah, and the greatest proof of the great qudrat of Allah, is none other but you yourself, O insan. For which Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look in yourself, you will see Allah. Look in your eye, with your eye you are seeing the whole world, but if you haven't seen Allah, look in your eye and you will see Allah. Look in your brains and you will see Allah. Everything Allah has made is a proof of Allah Ta'ala. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. Love is just something else. A person who has found the love of Allah, a person who has found love of dunya, whether it's your motor car and you are mad over your motor car, whether it's your garden, whether it's your fish pond, how people love small, irrelevant things. And whatever it might be, ask a little boy, his cricket bat, oh, it means he sleeps with it. He hugs it and he sleeps with it the whole night. That cricket bat which he wanted, and the father brought it for him, then he goes mad, he's so happy. For a cricket bat, for a soccer ball, you become so mad. If you find the creator of the entire universe, if you find one iota of the love of Allah, who has created all this other love, then Allahu Akbar, what won't be your condition? So this is the path to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. Then everything is different completely. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن is hal, a person who does good deeds, but in the condition of iman, and to whichever level of iman, then he enjoys that good deeds. A person who does good deeds, but with no iman, it's a burden for him. It's the munafiqs. They are making also good deeds, but they don't have iman, just to show people, and they have to force themselves. To what level a person has got iman, he enjoys those good deeds. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. And to find this love, like you go to a medical college, how many people who fail and have to repeat for your matric? When we were at matric, one person became 25 years old, every year writing matric, but he's failing. He just didn't pass till the age of 25, 26. So you're not studying, you're not attending classes, you're just wasting your time. So even if you stay with mashayikh, but you're not paying attention. While you, one side you're there in the bayan, and there also you're sleeping, your mind is wandering all the time, you're not listening to the bayan. Or even if you are, but now you've got free time, or other times now you're looking at woman again, thinking about woman, then though you're staying a long period, but you're not going to benefit anything. And others who fulfill their requirements properly, with my own eyes I saw Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Saab, Rahmatullah, Hazrat has written also, some people stay in the Khanqah for years and years, they don't get khilafat. And other people just come in, visit, and on by Hazrat, there were thousands of people who used to come. And Hazrat should just put his hand, and according to what I should see, I think I must be wrong, but look looked like Hazrat should fall asleep also. 1 hour musafa all the time. But suddenly in that process, Hazrat just caught somebody's hand and said, "Bhai, give this man khilafat." He just came and visit, he's just walking past. Somebody got their khilafat like that. And somebody years and years, and they don't get their khilafat also. So it is what attitude, our side, from our side. Yeah, it is a matter of 99% inspiration, perspiration, and 1% inspiration. 99% is the murid's work. 1% is the chef's work. He's just to guide you. He gives you your map. He has your map. This is how you must make your cake. This is how you must cook. But now it's all up to you to get the ingredients, to do all those things correctly. That is, you have to do that. Chef is not going to come put the pot on the stove for you and put the oil and put the masala. He'll just tell you what you must do. Now it's up to you to do everything. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. And the shaykh, when he is hard on his murid, that is also so that we can get annihilation of the nafs. This is the pride that we have got, to take out this pride. That's why the shaykh sometimes will show being hard also on his murid. But in his heart, he loves his murid. But outwardly, like our children, how we shout them sometimes, how we are hard on them, we want the best to come out. That is why we are doing it. So the same with the sheikh also. Mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. Don't take it as swear words. Don't take it that he's now, oh, what kind of a sheikh is this? He's too hard. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, people say that I'm a kasai, a butcher, cutting meat, very hard, very strict. They say, what can I do if only bulls come to me? I have to slaughter them. Those who need that treatment, I have to give them that treatment. If you come ready-made, then you don't have to need. But a person comes to be made, so he must be prepared to be made. If a material, you give a tailor a material, 3 meters, 4 meters, make my kurta, make my trouser. Wonderful material you gain. Now what must the tailor do? He has to cut it, and after that he's going to sew it with the needle, hitting it how many times all the time. He'll use the sharp scissor to cut it, and then he'll take the needle, that the machine, going up and down, sometimes straight stitches, sometimes zigzag stitches, sometimes overlock, sometimes what and what he's going to do. Now you'll get a wonderful kurta. So you have to be prepared to go through that process if you want that kurta that is going to fit. If you fight with the sheikh, with the tailor, that why you cut off my material like this? If you, while he was busy making it, you happen to go there and you see your material, he's cutting it all up and that, and some little crooked and curves and all funny things he's doing, and he's doing all funny stitches, zigzag and what kind of stitches, and you get cross, you say, "No, give my material back, I'm going back, I can't," you won't get your kurta. But allow all this process, then you'll get your wonderful kurta. Akhtar be nawa ki sadaein suno. Hadrat, in his humbleness, says, "This humble servant, Akhtar, listen to my calls and my pleas. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. Let us make our Rabb, our Allah, our Creator. Let us please Him very, very thoroughly and very properly." Allah loves that ibadat where a person exerts himself and still he feels, "I'm useless. I did nothing. I have done nothing." That Allah loves very much. And a person who makes ibadat and thinks, "I've done something," that is not like Allah. And what to say about this who didn't do anything and he thinks, "I've done a lot." Which is also what many of us, we get 1-2 nights up in tahajjud, we think, "I'm paband in tahajjud." 1-2 days we read Quran Sharif, we say, "I'm paband." But we don't realize how much we are not paband. So a person who is regular everything, in every way, the dua at the end of namaz, "Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira." 2 aspects of the dua. One is Allah's greatness which we can never fulfill. And the other is, in my namaz, "Oh Allah, I've erred so much. I've made so much mistakes, forgive me." That ibadat Allah loves. Not only the verbal dua, but the dua with the meaning. After we have tried our best to make our wudu properly, we made in istinja, we were particular, no drops came after we made istinja, we were properly parked, we made our wudu properly, and after that, We made our namaz with as much as we could concentration and devotion. And after that we say, Ya Allah, I could not fulfill your right. That is what Allah loves. And if a person lives his life like that, and at the end he's asking for forgiveness, that person goes very far, very high, and very close to Allah. And a person who makes ibadat properly, but he thinks I've done ibadat, and he's proud, pride comes in that person falls from the eyes of Allah. And a person who doesn't do, and he thinks I've done, that person also falls. And also remember, that person who didn't do and is sincere in his repentance, he will also receive a lot by Allah Ta'ala. That's what Allah loves the most. You try, exert yourself to do everything, and you regard yourself, I've done nothing. Oh Allah, forgive me, I'm the lowest, I'm the filthiest, I'm nothing whatsoever. Allah loves that very, very much. So one great sunnah also is that after namaz, even a few seconds, a few minutes, if we said, read some tasbihat, farishtas are making dua for us. And see how nice also you'll feel. And Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh, he should sit, and somebody asked, Hazrat, you're just sitting in a masjid, you're not reading tasbih, Quran, Sharif, zikr. He said, I'm saying ameen to the duas of the farishtas. That the farishtas are making dua, and there are two things also in there. One is that yaqeen that a person has on the hadith. That the farishtas, that you have that yaqeen, farishtas are busy making dua for me. And then you say ameen on the duas. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have come into the new Islamic year. Hopefully all of us are conscious of that. Today now the 3rd of Muharram has started also, 1434. Very sadly, when the English New Year comes, it can be a 90-year-old lady who's only in her bed. Doesn't even come out of her bed, forget out of her room. But she will also be aware it's a new year now. Everyone is aware. For us, unfortunately, our new year, how many of us are aware of it? If we are aware of it to some extent, how much are we really conscious of it? And there are great, great lessons when a new year comes. Whether it is the English New Year, whether it is our New Year, whether it is our birthday, and now we have gone in, we are coming into a new year in our lives. All these things is an occasion to reflect and to ponder. And one thing, unfortunately, for men, which Maulana read now in the Qirat also, وَالْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like those people who have forgotten Allah. So in other words, take out time with zikr is to remember Allah. But how many times the thing that was meant to remember Allah and to bring remembrance in our namaz, in our tilawat consciousness, that very thing, there is a remembrance of Allah. Then where is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala going to come? That was meant, zikr is meant for that. And also, amongst our muraqabas are, a person even half a minute, 1 minute, while lying on the bed before falling asleep or any time, before any namaz, after a namaz, whenever it is, ponder a little bit on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. In that, with regard to this present time, ponder that we are going into a new year. A change is taking place. And all this, like Allah Ta'ala also says, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. So think of the creations of Allah Ta'ala. You don't have to be a great astronomer, you don't have to have binoculars, and you don't have to have all those things to see everything, but you can think. And وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the changing of day and night, even animals you will see. Early in the morning you will see the animals going out of the kraals, etc., going out to graze. Evening, on their own, they start walking back again. They will even cross roads also. But they know their road, they know we have to go back, drink our water, go back and sleep for the night. The animals also know the changes of day and night. Human beings, in the morning we are all going to work, somebody in the cars, somebody in the buses, somebody in the trains, somebody walking, whatever it is, evening, all are going back again. But with this all, the dunya's nizam, we have understood, and we fall in line. But think, who is it? What is the creation of Allah? The kamali qudrat of Allah. Allah is khallaqun azim. What a great creator is Allah Ta'ala. And the whole world, how he has made everyone gets up in the morning, all are going to work. And then he makes all to go and sleep again. So all the changes of every day. When we come for Fajr namaz, our car lights are on. After Fajr we go home, lights are off. Maghrib we come, car lights are off. When we're going after Maghrib, the car lights on. We just switch on and off. We don't think about it. Who has brought this whole change that now we have to switch lights on? Now we have to switch them off. What is the system of Allah Ta'ala? The whole world, meaning which area we are living in. Now somewhere the sun is rising there, but in our world, yeah. How everyone now, everything is gone quiet again. People are having their supper, their stomachs are full. Soon then the lights go off. The phone stops ringing, every quietness settles in, it becomes cool again, quiet, and people are sleeping the whole night. Whose system is this that has put all? It is such an infrastructure of Allah Ta'ala, no law is made. That you all must go sleep by nine, at night all must sleep. But Allah made it, that the system happens. In the day, for the needs of everyone, everything comes back to life again. And of the offices, the shops, everything is working again. The shops are open, and the customers are coming, the salesmen are there, goods are being delivered, goods are being packed, goods are being marked. All this is happening. What a system of Allah. So with this changing of the year now, that we have come in a new year, not just that the year has changed, or that we have read our dua for the old year, and now we are reading our dua for the new year. But think of Allah's qudrat, that one whole year has been completed. This one aspect, think of this qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Though it is a little bit extra abstract, but put zor, to put pressure on our mind, to think of it, and we will enhance tremendously in reaching Allah Ta'ala. Don't just take this as a bayan, customary bayan, we just went and listened to a bayan. Unfortunately, almost everything of ours has become customary, routine, ritual. Namaz we make, namaz I made finish, namaz is made. But what was namaz supposed to be? Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. That my namaz, is it stopping me from my bad habits which I had? From my gunas? Or is it just a ritual? We come for program, I had to attend program, I attended. But has it brought any change in me? We go 3 days in Jamaat, 40 days, 4 months. I have to do my 40 days a year, I have to do my 3 days a month. But is it bringing a change in my life? We go spend our Ramzan chilla in the Khanqah. We spend our time, but has it brought, have we progressed a bit? Hey, there is no shopkeeper. I just have to open the shop and close it again. And not worried whether I made a profit today, whether I made a loss. It's not worry, just I had to, it's my duty to open the shop. So I open the shop and I close it again. And whether he's running more into debt, he's not worried. I did my duty. So how much or how many of us, whether we're going in Jamaat, we're coming in Khanqa, we're going in Umrah, perhaps we are going more in debt. We are going more in guna, but I had to do it, I did it, that's all. So don't let it become ritual and customary. But are we getting something out of it? Are we benefiting? Every bayan, are we benefiting? Today's Juma bayan, are we every namaz, are we benefiting? Every tilawat of Quran, zikr, it is supposed to bring us, take us further. Of course, you don't measure a child every day, you don't measure him. But after a year, you see everyone say, oh, he's gone so big already. He was so small, he's gone so big. Over time, you see the difference. Ourselves, can't we see our own difference? Is there something better happening in us? This is what is required. The year, like a businessman, the end of the financial year, he takes stock, he has all his books written up, he sees his balance sheet, and then he sees that where I was last year, and the accountant gives him last year so much, this year so much. How much you have now improved? That your stocks are gone more, your profits are gone more. What is happening? You check everything. Everyone, a student, end of the academic year, he writes an exam. And then he sees now, have I passed? What subjects have I done bad? What have I done good, etc. In our lives, it's necessary. We are writing an exam for Akhirat. And every year that passes, this year that has changed now is for the whole community, for all. And when our birthday takes place, then our own individual year has changed now. So take stock of ourselves. What have I done? What am I going to do this year? Resolutions for the new year. And resolutions are not just made for the sake of making. How much? Make one resolution. But act on that one resolution. Whether it is that from now my five times namaz I'm going to perform. Whether now my five times namaz I am performing but not with jamaat. I'm going to do it with jamaat. I'm doing it with jamaat but not with first tadbir, not in the first saf. Now I'm going to do that. One resolution, I haven't got a sunnat beard proper. Now I'm going to keep that. My dressing is not according to shariat. I'm going to do that. I make lot of ghibat. I talk a lot. I got lot of anger. Just one thing, wallah, I say. Correct one thing and it's not long. And Allah will give you the tawfiq, you'll get 100% correction. Allah will correct you and you'll correct everything. But for most of us, this was just meant to be a bayan. And how sadly, even how many times for the person making the bayan, it's just to fill up space. We have to fill the time up. It's not for amal. That we don't take it for amal. If we take it for amal seriously, a person who makes bayan or listens to a bayan, even 5 minutes, those who are serious, they benefit tremendously. And other people, mashallah, bayans after bayans, they listen. So many ulama's bayans, but their amali life, their life according to their amal, is still just where it was. If we bring some changes. So anyway, this is a great occasion of the changes of Allah Ta'ala, to see the qudrat of Allah. Like in this very poem that we just went through now, Sare ardo sama, seeing all the earth and the sky, or shams or qamar, the sun and the moon, Sare ardo sama, or shams or qamar, dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko ham. A person has found Allah. When a person looks at this, with that eye, that Allah, how great you are. Allahu Akbar, see what our small eye, 1 square centimeter, we can see the whole big mountain. The whole Mount Everest can come in your eye, with your small eye. But if one bit of dust of that mountain comes in your eye, you can't see anything after that. That whole mountain you can see, but one bit of that dust has to come in your eye, that sand, now you can't see anything. So Allah has given us this eyes, and more than our physical eyes, the spiritual eyes. With the spiritual eyes, you can see Allah Ta'ala. You can see the Akhirat, you can see Allah's Qudrat, everything, how it is working. So this is a great occasion that a person takes this lesson, this changing of the year that is coming, and that see Allah Ta'ala, all this has to do with time. Allah has taken one place qasam of time, wal asr. At another time, Allah took qasam of the time of fajr, wal fajri, walayalin ashr. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says also, walladhi ja'ala shamsa dhiya'a. It is only Allah alone who has made the sun a bright light, dhiya. Wal qamara nura, and a mild light, Allah has made the moon. And for us to understand, like you have a dimmer in your bedroom. Now you are just still getting ready to sleep. You have to do a thing, the bright light is on. As you go further, you dim your light. And if you have a timer, you set it, in 5 minutes it will go off. How Allah has made during the day, the bright light is on. Then Allah puts the moon light on. Now it is a dimmer Allah has put. Now dim lights. You need little bit light. So Allah has put a dimmer. The light of the moon Allah has given. وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلٍ. And its orbits and its rotation, Allah has fixed it. And Allahu Akbar, what precision Allah has fixed it, that the sun does not rise according to our calendar. Today, for example, sunrise at 5:08, whatever it might be. Hey, the sun doesn't come and see our calendar and have to rise at this time. But according to the sun, we make our calendar. The sun doesn't rise. The sun hasn't got to watch now. It's time to get up now. 8 minutes past 5, nice time for me to get up. No, we have to set our watch according to sunrise. So perfect is Allah's system. No watch in the world is as perfect as the system of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in where we are now, Homestead Park, 100 years ago, what time the sun set? Today it set exactly at that moment. The sun rises exactly at that moment. If we ever travel by ship, we will notice there are certain people whose duty is this. Every sunrise and sunset, because on the sea, you can see it very clearly. Exactly that moment when the tip of the sun comes out, they note the time. And timetables are made according to that. And when this, and so their timetables are made, and they are perpetual timetables. But today, still today, every ship that is sailing, there is a special department for this, that exactly at what time is sunset, what time is sunrise, at that particular point. This is Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ. And all this, why did Allah do it? لِتَعْلَمُ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. So that you may know the counting of years and your hisab, your accountability. I gave you a loan payable in 60 days. Where 60 days came? We made 60 days. We take it for granted a period of 60 days. Eh? But who made that 60 day period? None other but Allah Ta'ala. After 1 week, after 2 weeks, after 5 years, contract we signed, it will be completed, the job will be completed on this date. Now, if there wasn't all this, we just take it for granted. Really, we're living like zombies. If we come to know and we think of Allah's fullness, we are passing through this passage of time and we don't see the Creator. If a person goes to some beautiful aquarium, he's in that aquarium which is like a tunnel, and with the effects of the light, it like you are in the water and you see yourself, but you didn't see anything. You were walking through with your eyes closed and you didn't notice anything there. What you went there for? You wasted your time, you wasted your money, you paid so much in the entrance fee and everything, you wasted your time, you spent half a day there, 1 day, you did nothing. Our passage of life we are going through, worth billions and billions. There is no money to pay for 1 second of our life. So much Allah has given us, and we'll see this in the akhirat, we'll realize it, then we will be sorry. This is why the Quran has come to us, why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made endless efforts, and the ulama, they have taught us, and especially the ulama Rabbaniyin, who we call the mashayikh, they are trying to open our eyes to these realities all the time. The ulama of fiqh teach us fiqh, etc. All the other aspects of our deen. But the ulama Rabbaniyin, to see the qudrat of Allah, and this tunnel, and this passage that we are going through, the great magnificent things which are happening, that we just don't go in a sleep. In a trance we are going through. See the qudrat of Allah. And by that we'll know Allah. And we'll get the love of Allah. And a person who has found that, that person will become the most successful. How much a person has recognized Allah in dunya, so much he will see Allah Ta'ala. And the manifestation of the beauty of Allah will be to that extent. How much a person has found the love of Allah, so much he'll have the love of Allah in akhirah. For ibadat, sawab we will get. You can have the most beautiful. How many times, how many ladies phone, complain? We multi-millionaires. What haven't I got in dunya? Everything. I've got no love. I'm lonely all the time. I'm a lost case. My husband has married, has made a second marriage. I can rather go and stay in a tent shanty. So you can have all the palaces of Jannah. But if you haven't got the love of Allah, if you have the love of Allah, then see that enjoyment. We know love is so enjoyable. And that same love, you can put it for your cricket bat, for your soccer ball, for your golf, you can, for your fishing, you can. Some people are so mad about their fishing. Somebody is so mad about their racing, whatever it. But you are, if that love, you have directed it to Allah Ta'ala. And then you go to the akhirah, with that love of Allah, then see what you will get there. What a jannat. Which Hazrat said, that is something completely different now. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has done all this for us. لتعلم عدد السنين والحساب وما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق. And Allah has created all this with deep precision, with perfection, and 100% is only Allah who is there. Nobody else has claimed it in the world. Allah has claimed it over and over. Nobody has challenged Allah till today that, Ya Allah, it's not you who have done this. Allah's challenges are open in the Quran. I created insan, I created time, I gave the measurement of time, I have created the heavens and the earth. Allah has challenged mankind. I have done this. Nobody else has claimed it. Nobody has challenged Allah Ta'ala. It is an accepted and open fact even to the non-believers. That Iman is when we accept it. And to gain after Iman, now to acknowledge it, to get the closeness of Allah, living conscience with Allah Ta'ala, then see what a person will get. مَا خَلَقُ اللَّهَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah in detail explains ayat, His signs which He has made. They are there which you can see with your open eyes. But in spite of that, Allah didn't just explain, but in detail, tafsil, yufassil. In great detail Allah says, then I explained my ayats also. And all for those people who know. Hey, a person who says, I know. And if he doesn't know Allah, he knows nothing. If he knows the whole world, he knows everything of the world, but he doesn't know Allah, he knows nothing. And a person who might not know computers, who might not know cell phones, who might not know anything, not directions, not to how, he doesn't know how to open the door of a car also, but he knows Allah, that person knows everything. All this is to know Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the changing of the days and the night. وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and all that which Allah has created in the heavens and the earth. لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ, there are clear, clear signs for people who have the fear of Allah. Allah has put clear signs. Who will pay attention to this? Those who have got taqwa. Otherwise we'll pass through the passage of life, through the passage of time. And if you haven't got the taqwa, the fear of Allah, you won't take any notice of these things. Hey, you are too worried about your dunya things, all other things. This is what we are person. So this is the beginning of our Islamic year. Take cognizance of the creation of time and take cognizance of the measurement of time which Allah has given us. How to measure our 12 months, our 4 weeks, all this is by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah made 12 months, and no matter how much decimal system comes in the world, we won't be able to change it to 10 months in a year. Hey, then it will be easier to calculate, but Allah made it 12, it will remain 12. Each month Allah has made, you can't fix it at 30. Islamic also 29, 30. English 28, 29, 30 and 31. Hey, four. Many times we feel that the English calendar is easier to calculate. Ours is only 29 or 30. The English calendar is either 28 or 29 or 30 or 31. And some people, if your birthday is 29 February, you only get your February every 4 years. Every year you won't even get your birthday also. Hey? Is it the other way around? Is it how?
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years, yeah. So, and 7 days in a week. If we have to make, we should make 10 days in a week. So it's more easier decimal system to work. Hey, those are very few, who know those days when there were 12 pence in a shilling and 20 shillings in a pound. Hey, 12 inches should make 1 foot. 3 feet, 36 inches should make 1 yard. Hey, it was very difficult to calculate. Now it's very easy, you just move your decimal point and you work out your percentage, you work out so many things. But with those calculations, that the brains were alive those days. Now with all this ease, the brains are dead. They don't work at all. In simple things also our brains don't work. Anyway, Allah has done all this. Then Allah has given us, this is the beginning of the Islamic year, Muharram. Muharram also comes from ihtiram, respect. So our year has started with respect and ihtiram. And it ends up then towards the end of the year, the great and glorious month of Ramadan comes. Before that, Rajab with the namaz, Shaban with Tawbah and Istighfar, then the month of Ramadan, what to say? And then Allahu Akbar, Hajj and Qurbani, Hajj to win, meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I love how he just love his beloved. 7 times just go around, just you are going around your beloved. You are in that whole big crowd. You are drowned. You are oblivious of the crowd. You are with your Allah Ta'ala. Hey, like a little child going around its mother. I wonders. Like that pleading with Allah Ta'ala. How the beautiful. The English year starts with January. And India, Pakistan people pronounce it also January. And with January, the year that starts with animalism. The end of it also must be like animals, worse than animals. The end of the year, the Christmas, the December, Kai Fox in November. Fortunately it's gone out now. And then, what is 16th December? Boxing Day. Now you must box. And then Christmas Day. And then New Year. All the parties and the boozing and the drinking and the dancing and the murder and the killing and the rape and the adultery that takes place. Hey, the business parties. Where very sadly, how many of our good people get involved in these parties of the companies, etc. And how many good girls come out drunk from there. The matric parties, matric balls, and good people who got 7, 8 distinctions, one night they destroyed for life. The child has become an AIDS patient. And that one night, HIV, good Muslim girl, good Muslim boy. This is, we start with January, with animalism, that will be the end. And we all are aware of, and we pay attention, and we are conscious of it. And our way, we are not aware. We follow our way, and then see by the end of 1 year, from where to where. Not the end of your life. In 1 year we spend properly according to our Islamic teachings and you reach where and where. So this great month Allah has given us. Then see again that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, what was present that time was the Christian calendar. What we call the Gregorian calendar, the Christian calendar, which starts from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that we are a unique nation. We are a nation of our own. And we must have our own calendar. He made mashura with the Sahaba. From when must be the beginning of the Islamic calendar? It could be from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was also a great occasion, but then they felt that the birth of a Nabi, no, that was not the real change that came into the world. It could be from the time the first ayat was revealed. Iqra bismi rabbikal. It could be from there, not from there. Many other things were suggested. What they settled on? The time of Hijrat. That was the time the world changed. And the change came in the world. Remember also, if a person while sleeping, when you get up, many times you just turn around and you look at the clock, you know what time it is. Or middle of the night you get up, I got up at this time, whatever it might be. But what time you fell asleep, nobody can say with certainty. You can be watching the clock, I'm not falling asleep, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. But when you fell asleep, that time you cannot fix. Just like that, the fall of a nation, the fall of an individual, you cannot pinpoint when the fall of that person. The people who have got understanding, they can see clearly when the fall of a person or the fall of a nation starts. For example, when your dressing starts changing, then remember now your fall has started now. If you are now slowly, whether you're going to go on a deep decline or whether it will take time, but your fall has started. When your language changes, realize your fall has changed. All these things, these simple things, they are clear indicators, now the fall is coming. Like the people who have to give the business forecast that the shares of a company will go up, will go down. The price of the dollar, the rand will go up, will go down. They just do guesswork. But they have to give some forecast. But they have indicators which they follow. The weather, they have indicators whether it's going to be raining or where. Sometimes they forecast heavy rains and no rain whatsoever. And sometimes they forecast a dry day and heavy rains come. They forecast. But these are clear indicators to see. So anyway, our rise in our deen will come when the indicators are there, when we are following our aslaf, the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all these things are indicators that this person is going on the rise. And how much we move away from the sunnah, from the ways of our akabir and our aslaf, those ulama of ours who have brought the deen from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, how much we are moving away from that. So much our buzurgs used to be particular. Even your topi changes, this person here, yeah, there is a danger. Hey, they see a young student, now his walking style changes, this person is going in danger now. They can make it out very, very clearly, whether you are going now to Salafism, whether you are going now to Shiaism, whether you are going to modernism. The small indicators are clear, clear signs. When they tell us, we take it they are too strict and they are too hard. And they are, but that is the correct. Watch the very, the route, the minute you go off your road, one degree also. Kaaba Sharif, which we have to follow. If we go off 1 degree, where we will come out? If you are flying an aeroplane and you go out 1 degree, you won't get your runway for your airport. You'll go and land in the sea or somewhere else. Hey, just by 1 degree, and we want to reach Allah Ta'ala, and we're going out by how much degrees, and we still are quite happy we're going to reach where, we will reach where we want to, you won't reach there. So be very careful in all these matters. So anyway, with this new month of Muharram now, the Islamic month, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made mashura with the Sahaba, and what they decided, the time of Hijrat. For the various reasons, this brought a change in the whole world. This was the time when Muslims, how much we make shukr, is not enough. And the kuffar, no matter how much they cry on this, their decline came from the time of the hijrat. So, and then again, that hijrat, which means to migrate, to go to other countries. How many people from South Africa migrated? They went somewhere. How many went to Australia, to Canada, to other places in the world? How many came back also? But anyway, they migrated. All of us, our roots are in India. Our forefathers migrated and came here. And that is a separate system of Allah Ta'ala. He brought us here because He wanted Islam to come in this part of the world. The Malays, they came 350 years ago from Indonesia, Java, and all made Islam alive here. But we, in our way, we came for greener pastures. We saw our forefathers that there will be better business prospects there. And Allah gave them that also. For them, their children, Allah gave them also. And deen also Allah Ta'ala established here. So anyway, this was hijrat from our side for dunya. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu made hijrat for deen. And till today, like in Zambia, when they got their independence, they gave them 4 years that you can live with your British passports also. After the 4th year, if you want to live in the country and you want to do business, you must take a Zambian passport. People were worried, we don't know the future of the country. Many people left and went away. And those who were here, our masjids were there, our qabristans were here, our madrasas, where you were born, where your children were born, where you were grown up. They were very worried. They made mashura with our elders in Nizamuddin. Hazratji told them, stay where you are, but change your niyat. You came there for business, now change your niyat for deen. That we are going to stay here for the sake of deen. Alhamdulillah, they did that. And then say, today Allah made them multi-millionaires, multi-billionaires. Allah not only that, put the whole economy in their hands. And today the whole economy of Zambia and even Malawi, Allah put it in the Muslim people's hands. So the same, if we will change our niyyah, this hijrat of ours, that we are staying here for the sake of deen. Not for business prospects, not for anything else, but for the sake of deen we are staying. Allah will give so much of barakat and make deen alive. So anyway, and the Hadith Sharif says, Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. The real muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from all those things Allah has made haram. So let us take that lesson from this time, and let us change our lives. This new year has come. As a community, let us change for the better. Let us not retrogress, not go backwards, not renegade, but let us go forward. And what is the way forward? Bring more sunnahs in our life. The modern ways of our Islam, shun all modern things and all modernism. Bring more of deen, more of sunnahs into our life. This is the way forward. Eh? What we say, that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving, whereas the reality is the opposite. Our way forward is not going into modernism. Our way forward is going behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't walk in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and don't lead him his way. Don't show that today no, deen has to be changed now. Or the methods of propagating deen have to be different. Follow behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What he told us to follow, follow that. So that will be our success. So this great occasion has come of a change of the year. And let us change our lives also, and let us bring proper deen into our lives. This is that occasion, and take cognizance of the Qudrat of Allah, how He has created time, how He has given us the measurement of time, and the benefit of it. Let us change, bring a change in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Oh, first Mali Ahmad, hi.
فضل الكرم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى برك الدعاء التوجه وعطلاب الزسرة وبركاته. We bring our servants are taking the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رہے يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا يا رہو مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے او محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط پر یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله نفسو شیطان دونوں نے مل کر آئی کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نامسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس دادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا ایک آن رہے اب تو رہے بس دادم آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمد رسول علی رسول کریم فیو اناؤنسمنٹس ان شاء اللہ ٹمارو نائٹ آفٹر مغرب صلاح لیلۃ الاحد ان دار العلوم مزار المسجد ول بی ہیونگ اور مجلس آف اشعار اینڈ ذکر وی ہم ریکویسٹ دی برادرز ٹو پارٹیسپیٹ ان دس پروگرام اینڈ ان شاء اللہ آن سنڈے یوم الاحد At 10 o'clock, the monthly majlis will take place in the madrasa also, and there will be a special mashwara which we have been having for the past 2 months regarding the Islahi Jalsa, which will take place in the end of Rabiul Awwal, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February. We humbly request the brothers to participate in this mashwara also. And then next week, inshallah, Hazrat will be making safar and journeying to Durban, central Durban. There will be a program there. So those who want to join Hazrat on the safar, should please inform Hazrat beforehand so that Hazrat can make, so we can make the arrangements there. And next month, in the Homestead Park program, which inshallah will be on the 30th of Muharram, the 14th of December, there will be no ladies' arrangements. Only for next month, there will be no ladies' arrangements. So there will be a program will take place for the men only. There will not be any arrangements for the ladies. JazakAllah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاد منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.